Hello, Watoto family. I pray that you are well by the grace of God. My name is Peter Kakuru, and together with my lovely wife, give pastoral leadership to the Watoto family at Bukolobi. I pray that you are excited and getting ready to meet with your cell family this week as we spur one another towards good works. Today, I have the privilege of sharing briefly in this cell audio about embracing the culture of respect for the law. The Bible in Proverbs 14:34 says this: godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a reproach to any people. As a nation, one of the challenges we grapple with today is the ungodly culture of lawlessness. Lawlessness can be defined as a state of disorder due to disregard of the law. Many of our communities today, if we look around us, are in a state of chaos and disorder. Reckless driving on our roads, endangering the lives of people. People littering garbage anywhere and everywhere, and around us we see filthy, dirty communities. People being waylaid by thugs. A friend was sharing with me yesterday how his sister got her neck broken by thugs as she was on her way to work early in the morning. She was attacked. All these and many more cases of lawlessness around us. What we once regarded as evil and shunned, unfortunately today, is accepted as normal, even within the Church of Christ. Unfortunately, this lawlessness is costing us greatly as a people and as a nation. You see, at the heart of all lawlessness is the selfish, wicked state of the human heart. People concerned about advancing their own selfish interests with no regard or concern for others. Child of God, God is calling us in this season not to embrace or carry on with this ungodly culture of lawlessness, but rather to stand out, to honor Him by embracing the culture of respect for the law. In the book of Exodus, we see God giving the Israelites His law to guide them in establishing a new God-honoring culture amongst them. This law defined how they were to relate with God and with one another as God's holy people, so that they would together inherit His blessings. Law was for their good, and so it is for us today. Laws enable us to live in safe, clean, organized communities and live in peace and harmony with one another so that we can all flourish. So how can we embrace the culture of respect for the law? One, always purpose to do to others as you would like them to do to you. That is the golden rule as stated in the Word of God. Secondly, let each one of us respect the law and do what is right, regardless of who you are, regardless of the position of authority you hold, every one of us respecting the law and doing what is right. Third and most importantly, let us return to God, the lawgiver. It is only God who can truly transform the otherwise wicked, selfish hearts of men into hearts of love for Him and love for others. Surrender and yield to God. Ask Him to turn your heart into a heart of love. In so doing, together we can be able to embrace the culture of respect for the law that will bring forth blessing, uplifting and exalting of our nation. God bless you, my friends, and do enjoy your cell fellowship this week.